פרק טלב אוף פולין פורט משנה תימא מקשה לילה והויקסו אובר את יודו וחתוכן an animal is about to give birth and the fetus stuck its hand out and it chopped it off ויחקר שוחט אס אי מוי and then he shafted the mother a bota tohoyu the bota that remains inside is tohoyu what came out is Eva Menachai. So if he shechted the mother afterwards, cut this off, so this limb that was sitting outside was not Nita B'Shchita, because we learned before that the only part that fits the head to Shchita is the part of the Vehema, the Uber, the fetus that was in the body. Both the Magen Veda that the flesh of this fetus is tummy as if it was touching the veiler, because it was touching the chibur between the this behema and the eva menachai that is out, and that's also metame. Yeah. Discussion the gemara exactly how this tumah occurs, because the further tumah, which is an internal contact between the two. Between the Uber and his arm that came out. This is the opinion of a Meir that says it's considered Maggot Nevela. In other words, that the limb sticking out is in the Nevela Melechai. Chachomim and Maggot Trefer Shruto. The Chachomim holds that even though the leg that was stuck out is not at a Heter Shchita, but it's not as if it wasn't chopped out at all. Like a Trefer. That has a shchita, but it's not considered a veil in respect to tumah, but it cannot be eaten. Ma motzina b'tzveif shchita osa mitaros o av shchita as behema titar osa eivah. They said it just like we say by treifa, even though the shchita does not make it permitted to be eaten, but it is mitar the tumah. So over here, the fact that this is part of an animal that was shechted, even though the heter does not work for the part that's outside of the body, it still should at least remove the tumor. Only Rav Meir loy in tihalta shchita treifa uise dovah shebegufa. In the case of treifa lamaisa, you shechted the animal itself, so the shchita helps for the animal. Tatar is the eva dovah shebegufa. But over here, this eva is not part of the body, so the shchita shouldn't help it for it at all. Just what we have a chiddush, the shchita helps for the uber, for the fetus, that's only when it's inside. The part that's inside is zero shchita, and the mela, second eva menachai, which has tumah. In nine, the trefa should be taught to mitar also. How do we know by regular case that the behemah trefa, the shchita helps to be mitar, even though it's not permitted to be eaten? Behemah tmeya asur b'achilo. Av trefa asur b'achilo. Ma behemah tmeya ein shchita taught to mitar also. Just like we should say that just like a non-kosher animal, if you shechted, it won't help. You shechted a horse, it's still tummy. After if you look at that energy, it also, as the Mishnah says, loyim amalta bevehema tameya, shalayasa shasta kresha. A horse was never shechtable. Tayim betveve shalayasa shasta kresha, before it got the home along, it's going to shechta this cow. The Mishnah says, toyim ashe veta, go back to, if this is your logic, I have a question. How do you know the treifa from an and what happens when it's born? Treifa, missing parts of its body, and may render it a treifa. Minayin, loyma malta, the behema tmeya. On this we answer, still there's a difference. The behema tmeya shekain ain't the mina shchita. A horse, there's no type of horse that you can shecht. Toyim but treifa is mina shchita. If you have a cow, even if this cow was born missing certain limbs, and it's a treifa, still, it has a shaykhis, it's a min, the species that shchita helps that, and therefore, if you shechted, it's not a nevela, it is only a shefa. Ben shmoy nechai, ein shchitosa metarasa. An uber that was supposed to be born in the ninth month, and it was born in the eighth month, halachically that's considered like a dead creature, because it's going to die. In those days, that's what happened, they had no way of sustaining its life, and therefore, shchita doesn't help, because it's already dead. Vishayin b'mina shchita. There's nothing that's born a month before its full term that survives. Therefore, that type of ben shmoyna has no shchita at all.